Good morning, everyone. This morning's lesson comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. Jesus here is sending the 12 disciples out to offer the gospel to the Jews. The gospel first had to be offered to the Jews, and they had to reject it before it could be offered to the Gentiles. So Jesus, he doesn't want them to be afraid as they travel and spread the gospel, so he offers them assurance on their way and tells them not to be afraid, and he tells them, he compares their value to God to that of sparrows. Starting in verse 29, "What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows." So Jesus here is telling his disciples the reason they shouldn't be afraid is because they're more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Well, how much was a sparrow worth? Well, they were of so little value, it took two of them to be worth a single penny, a single copper coin. Now, copper was the cheapest metal used for money, and a single copper coin was the lowest denomination of coinage. Jews themselves were not allowed to strike money and silver or gold. That was a right that was reserved strictly for Rome. So Jews were only allowed to strike money, strike coins, and copper, and the penny was the smallest, least valuable denomination of that money. So he tells us there that two sparrows can be purchased for a penny. Luke tells us in Luke 12:6 that you can get five sparrows for two pennies, which is even cheaper. And the reason he uses this as a reference is it refers to the common custom in the East of catching small birds and selling them to be skinned, roasted, and sold as tidbits. Basically, one sparrow was one mouthful of food. So the value of the life of a sparrow was that of one tiny morsel of food, the equivalent of, say, a couple of potato chips, for instance, or the corner of a slice of bread. But then he goes on to tell them that not a sparrow can fall to the ground without God knowing it. In Matthew 6:26, we're told that God provides even for the sparrows, where he says, "Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns, because your heavenly Father feeds them, and you are far more valuable to him than they are." In Leviticus, God details a purification ceremony using two sparrows. One is killed, and the other is set free. And it's God, of course, who determines which of the two dies and which lives. It is God that determines which falls to the ground and which is set free. And it's interesting to note here that the word here used for fall in the Greek, piptu, literally means to fall or to fail. And like sparrows, you know, we often fall to the ground ourselves, or we fail in our walk with Christ. But God sees our struggles and has compassion on us. So here we see how much a sparrow is worth. A tiny morsel of food, his whole life is summed up in being a tiny morsel of food, two for a penny. But then how much are we worth to God? Jesus tells us in verse 30 that the very hairs on our head are numbered. And the Greek used here for numbered is arithmeo, which is where we get our word arithmetic from. And it literally means counted. So it's not just that God knows the number of hairs on our head, but God himself has cared enough to have actually counted them and kept track of them. And if God counts and values the number of hairs on our heads, how much more must he care for our heads themselves? How much more must he care for our lives, our needs, and our immortal souls? In Luke 21:16, Jesus assures the disciples that not a hair of your head shall perish. And this is another example of how much God cares for the little things, so we know he cares for us. In fact, God cares for us more than we do for ourselves. How often do we do things that are bad for us? We eat the wrong foods, for instance. We drink coffee and soda. We use tobacco. Sometimes we take the things that in themselves aren't bad for us, and we make them bad for us by overindulging in them. So in many ways, we fall short. But God cares for us even when we don't care for ourselves. And then he sums up the point of his message here in verse 31 when he tells us, don't be afraid. He says, so don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. And the word translated here as a flock in the Greek is polus, meaning an abundant, or an abundance. So your one single life is worth more to God than a great abundance of sparrows. And we know he values even a single sparrow. So God, who numbers the hairs on our head, he is in control of everything. And he sees and provides for even a single sparrow. So we know that he will see and provide for us. And he sees our struggles and our hardships. And he has compassion on them. So we have to have faith in God that he will watch over us and take care of us. I'm reminded of this little kitten that we brought home a few weeks ago. I found it right here on the church ground, and the mother, one of the semi-feral cats that run around the neighborhood, was nursing it and its litter mates right behind our storage building out back here. And I knew my dear wife Bridget loved kittens, so I captured one for her one Sunday right after church. The little thing was so terrified, it was probably the first time in its life it had ever been away from its mother. Bridget took and cuddled the little thing against her and kept it safe for the long drive home. And I tell you, as afraid as it had been when I caught it, it was even more frightened to be riding in that old truck for the 35 to 40 minutes it took to drive home. And it clung tight to Bridget the whole way. And by the time we were home, Bridget and that kitten had already bonded. From that moment on, Bridget was the kitten's mother. And it knew whenever it was afraid of anything, all it had to do to run was run to Bridget, and it would be safe. It knew any time it needed food, all it had to do was go to Bridget, and it would be fed. And our relationship with God needs to be just like that little kitten's relationship with Bridget. That kitten knows that when it's hungry, Bridget will feed it. It knows that when it's afraid of something, Bridget will protect it. We too must know in our hearts that God will take care of us just the same way. When we're hungry, we can trust God to be sure we get something to eat. When we're afraid, we can trust God to protect us and to keep us safe. In the words of the psalmist, God really is our sure refuge in times of trouble. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reading of your word. May it draw us closer to you and lead us to put even more faith and more reliance on you and our complete understanding that you are in control of everything. That everything works to your good, and that what anything that happens in our lives, Lord, is part of your great plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.